Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
KFI AM 640 is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on America's birthday, Independence Day. It's the 4th of July, and we're continuing our broadcast from Chateau Les Mots, the home studio. I got to tell you, and joining me right now is Tuala Sharp, who's producing today. We're having a 4th of July get-together.
Yeah.
At the Chateau. We got kids running around downstairs. We got dogs running everywhere. You'll probably hear some fireworks going off in the distance over the course of this show. And, Twal, I don't know if you were around because I'm quite sure you were downstairs getting your dessert ready for the competition later on. But I was trying to tell folks about my memories of the 4th of July growing up, playing in the street. We had a neighborhood parade. There were things that my family would do annually, and they're great memories, but I think it's kind of changed, obviously, as far as we look at the 4th of July and how we celebrate it. When I say the 4th of July to you, what types of memories come about as far as when you were a child and how you observed it?
Some of my favorite memories, some of my earliest memories, all tied to the Rose Bowl and the fireworks spectacular known as America Fest.
Yes.
That was always a tradition. The first time being able to go to it and see all the fireworks, the show, see it all come together live. That was amazing. And then as we got older and could no longer maybe afford to go, you know, then we would go to, say, a neighbor's house who had a roof that you could sit on and watch the fireworks from a distance. There was even a point in time where you could go down to the Rose Bowl and sit just in the lawn and watch. Now, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, maybe even the year before that, they no longer had the fireworks so that they would go up above the rim of the bowl. So it's like either you're inside watching it
you're not going to get a free show.
You're not going to. That changed. And to me, that was really indicative of where the economy has gone, where 4th of July has gone, where everything, because that was kind of like a thing in Pasadena. Even if you couldn't afford to get in, you still were able to go and sit around, maybe tailgate, just be out there barbecuing at the park and just see the fireworks. And now it's kind of like that tradition has gone away. There were several roofs that you could go to where you could watch this. Not anymore.
Yeah, and I wonder if I was talking about earlier how it used to be where you only pretty much had the homemade fireworks, not homemade, but just the personal fireworks. You didn't have the proliferation of these professional shows. Yes, there was obviously the Rose Bowl, but there weren't that many. Now, just about every city has them.
Every city has one, yes, but as we know from last year's experience at the Chateau, the fireworks spectacular from your yard here is one of the best in the entire city.
360 degree.
Everywhere you look, I was even remarking on the way over with the kids how it was exciting just driving home and seeing all the people in the streets in your neighborhood firing off what looked to be professional grade fireworks.
They weren't looking like professional grade. They are professional grade. And it's amazing because you have some folks who will actually go to Mexico and bring them back here. I know it's illegal, but that's what they do. And they have these hookups where these are professional grade fireworks being shot off in the street. Is it dangerous? Absolutely. But that's what it's become now because that's what people do, unfortunately.
I remember when we were kids, we were warned about things like M80s going off in your hand.
Yes, sir.
You know, being careful with fireworks. I actually had a friend who had, I don't think it was an M80, might have been a cherry bomb, but I remember he had a firework, something that went off in his hand, and his hand looked like a baseball glove.
Oh.
It was horrible. I had friends who, I don't know what was wrong with them, but they would tie fireworks to dogs or cats, strays, and watch them run up the street with the fireworks going off. Yes, I had horrible friends, but that's just what they would do.
We had people do that with sparklers.
Even those. Yeah. You know, so it's like the street fireworks spectacular was always the best because then that's when you get whatever food you've got, whatever rib dinner, and be outside watching them go off in the neighborhood. Things like that, the smell of smoke in the air.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but the fireworks have been going off in my neighborhood since like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my neighborhood, you can't hear them right now. We've actually got a respite, but they started, I would say, in April or May.
Right.
Like they're yes. testing them. They're warming up. They're trying to see how much damage they can do later on. And it's constant. And now it's almost like a year-round occurrence, not necessarily just in July. But I know both your children are here, and I wonder what they would say about their memories of the 4th of July. Do you have any like family traditions?
Not really, because their mother does not like fireworks. She does not like fireworks shows. They have always scared her. She doesn't like thunder or lightning. So fireworks shows, especially growing up where she grew up in that part of Philly that Will Smith ran away from in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the sound of fireworks, too familiar to gunshots. And so that's not a thing that she was with. The first time we took the kids to the America Fest was the last time we were taking it. She was like, I can never do this ever again. I invited her here today. She's like, ooh, no, I'd love to go and taste the desserts. I'd love to taste some of the food. But the fireworks, that's a big no for me.
I get that because I know, and I was saying obviously earlier, how the fireworks have different connotations and evoke different memories for people. I know the veterans in my family, some of them are like, that's okay. I'm going to stay home tonight. They evoke bad memories. The ones who are willing to even talk about it.
Right.
You know, and it puts them in a different emotional space. A lot of times I don't want to be around other folks because I don't necessarily know how I'm going to respond to the fireworks. And that's saying nothing of like pets and also, you know, in this neighborhood, it's not a horrible neighborhood, but it's, you know, it's horrible adjacent.
As we remarked coming in, we're like, man, Mo's neighborhood is really, really beautiful, but damn, you have to drive through the ghetto to get there.
It's fabuloso. but I say that to say 4th of July, just like if the Lakers win a championship or it's New Year's, you're going to hear gunshots. And if you've ever been in the hood, you know the sound of gunshots as opposed to fireworks. You know the difference. There's a different rhythm. There's a different cadence to them, but you can always readily identify them. And some folks are too cheap to buy fireworks, so they just shoot off, you know, guns. And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, that is common to my experience. And so I'm always judicious about how and where I observe the 4th of July, knowing that in some neighborhoods there's going to be gunshots.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder, how come people don't realize that those bullets come down?
Well, not only that, and you know this, we got to go to break, but you know this, I know some folks, not going to call any names and tell their business, but this was years ago, who used the cover of 4th of July to go out and put in work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that for a fact.
For a fact. Yeah.
It's like people are going to be caught up with not knowing what the fireworks or what are gunshots, and people are less inclined to actually call the police. Because if they hear something, they may not know if it's gunshots or fireworks or where it came from or if it's connected to anything around them in the near vicinity. Oh, yeah, that's a common occurrence, unfortunately. Hopefully it's less common now.
Hopefully. I don't think so.
This is the John and Ken Show. Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on this 4th of July as we broadcast live from Chateau Les Mots. So keep it right here, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole.
KFI AM 640. It's the John and Ken Show. Mo Kelly. Yes, Mo Kelly. In for John and Ken on this 4th of July holiday. And I hope you've had a wonderful time so far. Maybe you're barbecuing. Maybe you're just sitting around having a brew, sitting with friends or family, just taking in this great weather, listening to the fireworks as we move closer to the evening time. I mean, I do love this time of the year because you have the long days. Hopefully, or usually, the weather is pretty good. And I remember as a kid, I would go out, and since I was a kid who had to come in when the streetlights came on, I didn't have to come in until like 8:30, 9 o'clock even on the 4th of July. So this is really something. But if you don't know, I'm broadcasting live. My dogs are going crazy, see? You know, broadcasting live, right on cue. Broadcasting live from Chateau Les Mots, the home studio. We have a party going on downstairs. We have people eating and having fun, listening to music. And also getting their baked goods ready because each year we have this 4th of July soiree here. And there's a bake-off. There is a dessert competition. It's really, really competitive. And Tuala Sharp, who believes that he should have won last year, is still bitter. And
yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll let you tell it.
Look,
go ahead.
I literally should have. I believe, if recollection serves me right, my dish was the only dish that was completely eaten. I believe when I went downstairs, one of your blended sons, I think it was maybe Jeremiah. I think he was scraping the pan because that's all that was left of my dish. Yet somehow, some way, I did not win. That's mind-blowing for me.
I will say this, in the interest of full disclosure and fairness, the person who was tabulating the votes was the daughter of the person who ended up winning. I'm not saying that those things are connected. I'm saying that that probably wouldn't have flown in any other competition.
To that end, my dish this time around, I have brought what I consider my award-winning dish from last year, and I doubled down and improved on the recipe in such a way that it is undeniable. I know so because we had a baking competition at the school that I work at, and I won hands down. Hands down. Everyone was, even the person who was closest to winning, Adam Bernstein, I'm shouting you out, soldier. Even he had to say, man, Tuala, your dish kicked butt.
You gotta know that wins don't transfer. You know, just because someone else likes your dish over there doesn't mean it's better than the competition over here. And there's some serious competition going on downstairs. After a while, it gets personal. It got personal last year. They were talking a lot of mess.
A lot of mess.
Oh, and people don't know. We have people present their dishes. It's not like you just have some food and say, here's my rice pudding. Hope you enjoy it. No, you have to sell it.
Yeah.
You have to present
that's
it.
That's part of it. Part of it is laying it out there and making sure everyone knows that you came to win. Part of the snap talking is part of what makes the dish good.
And evidently Riley agrees because he's going crazy in the yard right now. I guess he's waiting for your dish. Now, tell us real quick about what you're cooking and how you go about cooking it because it's already almost done.
Look, this dish is a, I'd say a twist on peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I call it cobbler cake. It is almost a combination of dump cake,
yes,
and peach cobbler.
They don't know what dump cake is, so let people know what dump cake is.
So dump cake is very simple. Three ingredients: peaches, cake batter, butter.
Okay.
You can add pineapple if you want. You can do a cherry version if you want. Very simple. You pour all the peaches in a pan, cover it with cake batter, top it with butter. That bad boy smokes every time.
Look at you getting your fork report on.
What I did is I improved upon it. I have a secret ingredient. I cannot tell you. I need everyone to know that this secret ingredient is absolute fire. It is. It's my own now. It's my own personal recipe. I may bring it on to the fork report. I don't know. It's that incredible. But it takes the idea of peach cobbler to a whole new level. And, oh, man, when you taste the frosting, damn it. My mouth is watering right now.
Okay. And you brought two different desserts last year.
I did. And I didn't do that this time because the second one, I was like, nah, I don't need to do that.
Uh-huh.
I think this one is enough. If I do not win this time,
Look,
I'm already putting it out there. I need to make sure that I have people watching
the
polls.
Are you claiming a rigged election in advance?
I am. I think I need someone watching the polls. I need someone counting the votes. I want a recount on top of the original count that happens before it goes down.
Okay. Well, you took my next question. I was going to ask you, what would you do if you don't win? But you're already telling us you're going to burn this motherfucker down.
I need to make sure that, again, if we see that my dish is gone and it does not win, then there's something fishy up. There's something fishy happening.
Okay. He's calling his shot. I don't know what to say. I mean, this is supposed to be an above board on the up and up competition, but Tawala is already impugning the integrity of this dessert competition. We'll let you know what happens, but you heard my dog Riley, who's a mini schnauzer, in the background. When we come back, I'll be joined on the line by Dr. Carol Osborne, who's going to give us some really good information, some serious information about caring for our pets during the 4th of July celebration with fireworks and all, how you can better protect them and make sure that they feel comfortable and they're not harmed in any way because of fireworks. So Dr. Carol Osborne, coming up next. This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken right here on KFI AM 640, broadcasting live from Chateau Les Mots. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We were singing bye. Day that I die.
KFI AM 640 is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on Independence Day. Let me tell you about Dr. Carol Osborne. She is a world-renowned integrative veterinarian. Her first two books, Naturally Healthy Cats and Naturally Healthy Dogs, hit the international bestseller list. The multifaceted Dr. Osborne is also an Emmy-nominated television journalist and now joins me to offer her expertise and recommendations on a safe and pleasant 4th of July for not just you, but your extended furry family members. Dr. Carol Osborne, it's nice to be able to talk to you again. Happy Independence Day.
Well, thank you very much.
There are, of course, noise level concerns, but there are also dietary, sun exposure, dehydration, and heat stroke concerns to also be mindful of. So let's take our time and try to hit on as much of this as possible. Obviously, the noise can be an issue for pets. How should responsible pet moms and dads like myself address that this evening?
Mo, that's a great point. First of all, I think the most important thing to remember is that most dogs and cats do not enjoy fireworks. They, in general, just do not care for loud noises. So that being said, keeping your pet at home while you enjoy the firework display is a highly suggested, very good idea for the majority of pet owners. And even at home, you know, you can still hear those noises when you're inside. So close the shades. Some nice soft classical music can help to reduce anxiety, which occurs during the fireworks. Sometimes these pet thunder shirts can be helpful. A couple of cotton balls placed in the ear can help to muffle the noise, as does playing a soft radio, closing your windows, pulling down the shades. You just remember to remove the cotton balls. And people like Victoria Stillwell actually advocate noise desensitization combined with a musical sound therapy. If you have enough time for something like that, you know, it's terrific to desensitize a pet to the firework sounds, for example. That would involve playing a series of progressive sounds of fireworks at home, you know, on a little tape player, with positive reinforcement training. And that takes a little bit of time. So that's the up and the downside of the loud, scary noises on the 4th of July. But in addition to that, there are many other important things to consider, Mo. One is that more pets get lost on July the 4th than any other holiday of the year. So make sure that your pets have properly fitting collars with up-to-date ID tags, just in case somebody sneaks out the door or goes missing. And we have all kinds of services today, in addition to the pet GPS collars, which connect to our cell phones and are super handy. There are other national services like Pet Amber Alert, which good thing to keep in mind. When it comes to food, you know, barbecues and all the holiday spreads that we put out, hey, they're great for you and I.
Right.
But when it comes to Fido, you want to keep the meals and the snacks as close to normal as possible so you can avoid upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, pancreatitis, and, you know, spending your holiday at the pet ER, which you definitely don't want to do. Alcohol, beer, and wine, great for us, but not a good thing for pets.
Wait a minute, Dr. Osborne, you're saying that it's not a good idea to give my dogs Jack and Diet Coke. Is that what you're telling me?
Probably not. probably not a great thing. Yeah, so the alcohol's no good, the cigarettes are no good, the chocolate and the candy, that's just kind of stuff you need to just walk away. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people are going to be enjoying the 4th on the water, be it by a swimming pool, at the ocean, in a boat. Remember, not all pets can swim, so get your dog a little doggy life jacket, and make sure that you never leave your pet alone, whether you're at a picnic at the park or at the beach. You don't want to end up with a drowning pet. Now, what about the warm weather? Well, in my neck of the woods here in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, we're in the 90s. And I always tell my clients, if it's too hot for you to walk outside without your shoes on, it's too hot for your pet's foot pads. They've got booties. They've got some topical things, that you can put a little bit on each pad, and those are great. And if you really want to toughen up those foot pads so they don't get burned, you can steep a solution of strong tea, let it cool, and then once a day for about 2 weeks in a row, just take a little paintbrush and paint each of those little foot pads, and the tannins in the tea toughen up the foot pads, make them super tough, and they won't get burned.
Well, I understand you can't necessarily do that right now because it is the 4th of July, and you may not have had all that planning in place, but I do like the idea of the foot booties or things of that nature. Are some of these products that we can use today in the next few hours usually available at, like, pet centers? I don't want to call out any retailer by name, but just in general, they're easy to find at a moment's notice.
Easy to find at a moment's notice. You bet they are. And a couple other things. Remember that pets, especially light-skinned pets and pets without a lot of hair, hey, they can get sunburned just like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, get yourself some pet sunscreen. You know, you want better than 30, for the sun blocking properties. And remember to avoid zinc oxide because it's toxic to pets, so you don't want to do that. And then what about the fact that pets don't sweat? So heat
right.
stroke is another very real issue. Remembering, you know, Mo, pets start out with a temperature of 101.5. So remember, brain damage occurs at 105, which is just a few points up the scale. So signs of heat stroke, you know, open mouth panting, shivering, trembling, and if it extends past that, actual collapse. If your pet looks like he's getting a little bit too hot, bring him inside into the air conditioning. Give him something cool, even if it's just cool water, and soak him down from head to tail. Don't forget the head, just with cool water. And then if you got your little first aid kit handy and you got a little thermometer in there, you know, every 15 minutes or so, take your pet's temperature, and you want to get it back down to that 100, 101 is, you know, what you're looking for to get back in the safe zone. And, you know, as far as stress, these holidays are very stressful for us and also for our pets. A couple of natural holistic calming remedies over the counter.
Dr. Osborne, that's a good place to pause because I have to go to a commercial break. So on the other side, talk about some of those home remedies, those things that we can do to make our pets as comfortable as possible on this 4th of July, given the fireworks are getting ready to start. So my guest right now is Dr. Carol Osborne, world-renowned veterinarian, and she has some great tips and insight to make our pets, our family members, I call them extended family members, as comfortable as possible. So more with Dr. Osborne in just a moment. This is the John and Ken Show. Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on Independence Day. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now, let's go to the KFI newsroom and find out what's going on.
I'm Brian Berman, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Police in Akron, Ohio have released video of the shooting of a black man by officers after a pursuit. A survey of small businesses has found that 33% could not pay their rents in May, and that's up 5% from April. And Kellogg, a cereal company, has lost an attempt to block a ban on commercials for its sugary cereals in the UK. And from the Southern California Toyota Dealers Traffic Center, let's go places. We are looking at a crash on the 210 in Pasadena.
It's westbound before Mountain Street. This crash blocks the two right lanes. Traffic is jammed from Fair Oaks Avenue. Now we're keeping an eye on the Cajon Pass. On this 4th of July, let's head out to KFI in the Skies, Mike O'Brien, and get the very latest. Mike.
Well, David, looks like a lot of folks heading out of the high desert down to the basin. It's the 15 southbound loading up at about Ranchero. As a matter of fact, looks like a new problem just coming up there. So getting a little backup behind it, but most of that slowing will stick with you through the pass to the 138. Now, I just left a problem in Seal Beach. That's a 405 southbound at the...
Sorry, we're going to have to break in right now. We're going live to a press conference at the scene of the shooting.
There are no words for the kind of evil that shows up at a public celebration of freedom, hides on a roof, and shoots innocent people with an assault rifle. There are no words I can offer to lessen the pain of those families who will no longer associate the 4th of July with celebration, but instead with grief. Please know that our state grieves with you, that MK and I and our family grieve with you. It is devastating that a celebration of America was ripped apart by our uniquely American plague. A day dedicated to freedom has put into stark relief the one freedom we as a nation refuse to uphold. The freedom of our fellow citizens to live without the daily fear of gun violence. You know what I love about 4th of July? We celebrate the founding of this wonderful nation by gathering with family and friends and enjoying parades and fireworks. Our cameras on days like this are filled with messy faces and reckless smiles and pretty sunsets. An effort to bottle up that unique feeling of sun-filled joy. That's what evil took from us today. That's what gun violence robs us of, no matter the neighborhood or the city it erupts in. If you're angry today, I'm here to tell you, be angry. I'm furious. I'm furious that yet more innocent lives were taken by gun violence. I'm furious that their loved ones are forever broken by what took place today. I'm furious that children and their families have been traumatized. I'm furious that this is happening in communities all across Illinois and America. I'm furious because it does not have to be this way. And yet we as a nation, well, we continue to allow this to happen. While we celebrate the 4th of July just once a year, mass shootings have become our weekly, yes, weekly, American tradition. There are going to be people who say that today is not the day, that now is not the time to talk about guns. I'm telling you, there is no better day and no better time than right here and right now. It's the 4th of July, a day for reflection on our freedoms. Our founders carried muskets, not assault weapons. Okay. And I don't think a single one of them would have said that you have a constitutional right to an assault weapon with a high-capacity magazine. That is more important than the right of the people who attended this parade today to live.
I'm going to jump in there.
I'm angry. We as a nation deserve better. Let us pray for the...
And as we continue to monitor this press conference, that was the Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is a Democrat, and it seemed like he was not going to give any real information in regard to the investigation, which I think all of us deserve more than anything. Not that, you know, I'm not going to get into the whole gun debate, not here, not now. That's just not the point of it. I think people need information more than anything. And so that was the governor weighing in. Obviously, our hearts are heavy regarding the shooting, regarding what has happened, but there was no real information to give. And I think, David or Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, they're still supposed to have another informational presser at the top of the hour. I think we're listening out for that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we're waiting for that to come down.
Okay, so we're going to want to go back to our regular programming. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a short, quick break here. And then on the other side, I'll finish my conversation with Dr. Carol Osborne as we wait for this upcoming press conference. You're listening to KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the John and Ken Show on this 4th of July, Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. And if you're just tuning in, I'm in the middle of a conversation with Dr. Carol Osborne, who has some wonderful information and insight for your dogs or cats or other pets as they unfortunately have to deal with the 4th of July, which may not be a great celebration for them. So Dr. Osborne, let me bring you back into the conversation. Last segment, you were talking about what I would call some of the things which are top of mind for people as far as the heat, as far as the noise, as far as making sure your pets are not dehydrated. But there are some things which are less often discussed, which are things that we can do right now at home in preparation of the next few hours when these fireworks really start get going. What do you recommend?
Well, first thing is you have to remember that holidays, especially a noisy holiday like the 4th of July, very stressful. So some herbal holistic home remedies just to like reduce that level of stress and anxiety. Box flower remedy is an over-the-counter homeopathic combination of flowers. You can put a few drops in your pet's mouth. You can also mix a few drops with your pet's food and water. Very harmless. It just, kind of takes the edge off, so to speak. Essential oils, formulated for dogs, certainly. We use combinations of chamomile and blue cypress. You could just shake a few drops right on your pet's back. You could do it two or three times a day. Smells good, lasts quite a while. And tranquility blends that contain the herb skullcap can safely reduce stress and anxiety with no adverse effects at all. It's a liquid, just like with the box. In addition to the mouth, the food, and the water, you can put a few drops right on the inner hairless area of the ear, inner ear where there's not hair, mm-hmm. and just rub it in with your finger. Those are acupressure points in dogs and cats that help to calm them down.
I love all this. And once again, I have to remind people that you're the author of Naturally Healthy Cats and Naturally Healthy Dogs. A semi-personal question. I hope it's not too personal. As someone who is a world-renowned veterinarian, has that changed your relationship with pets in general? Do you own pets? And how has your work influenced how you relate to these extended family members?
Well, I've been a veterinarian for quite a while and have a family full of four-legged family members, if you will. And I think every day we learn from them, we appreciate them more, and they add wonderful, wonderful love and quality to our lives 24/7.
Dr. Osborne, I know people are listening right now who want more information from you, would like to follow you on social media, or maybe just ask some veterinarian tips from you. How can they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can. Pet lovers from coast to coast can call us toll free 1-866-DR-CAROL, and that's 866-372-2765. You can also visit us online, Chagrin Falls PetClinic.com. That's kind of a tough one. And our other website is a lot easier. It's just drcarol.com, abbreviated DR for doctor, and then Carol, C-A-R-O-L. There's a giant blog on there with about 1,500 plus articles that I've written the majority of myself. All kinds of information, dogs and cats, health, news, all kinds of great, great tips from A to Z. That you can help yourself to at any point in time. And if you can't find an answer there, don't hesitate to give us a ring.
Before I let you go, I'm curious about this because as we're speaking on the 4th of July, I would suspect from where I'm sitting that it could be a very busy job in your line of work. Do you find an increase of pets coming in to see you on a day like today, or would it be tomorrow or the next day?
People that are traveling and have certain plans might be heading out to boarding kennels and whatnot. So we get a slurry of phone calls before the holidays, and then of course after the holidays you get another slurry of phone calls because the pets got into the holiday spread, or they burned their foot pads, they drank the pool water, or we didn't get the ears clean and dry after swimming, so they've got swimmer's ear. So we seem to – our phone basically never stops ringing. But we welcome each and every pet and pet owner and just try to spread these pet health tips around so that everybody can sort of bone up on their tips so you have a safe – and a healthy holiday, and you don't end up in the pet ER.
She is Dr. Carol Osborne, world-renowned veterinarian. Her first two books, Naturally Healthy Cats and Naturally Healthy Dogs, hit the international bestseller list. It's been a pleasure to be able to speak to you once again, Dr. Osborne. We've spoken before on the air. I wish you a wonderful Independence Day and nothing but health for you and your furry family members.
Well, thank you very much. And remember, no matter where you go or what you do, warmer temperature means your pet needs extra hydration. Make sure you keep an extra supply of fresh water with you wherever you go.
This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on this Independence Day. Keep it right here. When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll have an Independence Day quiz. We'll see how much you and I know, for that matter, about Independence Day and its origination. KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.